Hello.
And thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to just touch bases and give you a few tidbits of information and a good way to start your day. You know, each day when I wake up, I start with a smile in my heart, and I am just grateful for that morning's breath. And so I like to turn around and kind of just refresh my mind and see what it is that I want to accomplish for that day. And then I make these goals that I know are going to be attainable. And I try to add something different to the goals so that I am still, you know, pushing myself to do more and think of new things, to be new ways to be helpful to others and to myself and my family. And so I was thinking that what I'd like to do with the when we talk is to have maybe three main goals for that segment, and then it makes it a little easier to for you guys to understand me. I have this habit of talking with my sister, and you know, we have this flow that we will just go from topic to topic, and sometimes, you know, it's actually it's kind of like being on maybe a highway, and you know, we're both going in the same direction. We're just in different cars, but we enjoy it. But I realize it may not be as enjoyable for you. And sometimes these things are in my mind, and I just want to get them out because I just have so many thoughts and so many wishes for our communication and for the world. So that's our goal, and I'm going to do my best to stick to it. So it might mean that, it should mean that we have a better experience. So today, I was thinking we would talk about a few things that I think would be awesome. So another thing I wanted to say to you is that, you know, sometimes when we finish out our day, we can feel a little weighted down. And, you know, when we get up in the morning, we do our stretch, which is so healthy, just to stretch our bodies, move our neck, and, you know, give yourself the blessing of expecting that your day will go well. And the intention that you are going to enjoy your day. And so I like to think of it as realizing that brighter days will return. They will return even if all we see outside is rain. And so, you know, fresh joy comes each morning. You know, when you're able to open your eyes, take a good cleansing breath, you have already set into motion the first joys and blessings of your day. And if you find that something is difficult, you know, consistently an issue for you, my thought is that you look at how you can reframe your day or reschedule it so that you can actually accomplish the task and not have, you know, not have that concern in your heart. So for me, I find that it's easier first thing in the morning to make my inspirational thoughts with you. And if by chance, you know, my breathing is off, then I just move them to a different point in the day. And that seems to work well, too. And so, you know, as I was thinking of ways to make our conversations flow a little better, I also thought it would be awesome to talk about what we learned for the week, what was reinforced for the week, And even maybe just a little bit of a news section, thoughts of things that are going on. You know, I realize that a lot of people are like me. We just really won't look at the news for the same reasons. We don't want to be bogged down or feel discouraged. And so I think it helps in one way, but in the other way, sometimes you can find that it does leave you a little out of the loop, and you might feel that you might think you know something that we don't know because we haven't listened to the news. Now, even if we choose not to listen, I think it's still important for us to investigate the things that are concerning us. You know, to be aware of what's going on in our environment so that we can live a good, safe life. And I also wanted to address the fact that I realized last week that I do have a couple of triggers, a couple of blocks, so to speak, in my life. So those are kind of what I was thinking about today. And it sounds like I still have more than three going, but the first part was just how to start your day. The second part was realizing that things are going to go wrong and that we do need to be aware. So, you know, I think that's kind of what I was thinking of trying to set up our day for. And maybe a short news section because, like I said, there are things that we need to definitely be aware of. I had recorded a talk on a couple of issues, and I'm still trying to get those, get somebody to help me with those so we can get them edited for you, because I think that they will be beneficial for you. So with that being said, you know, I just want to invite you to continue to leave your comments and let me know what topics you're interested in as well. So there were a few things that that stuck out for me this past week, and one in particular is that we never really know what someone else is going through, and you know that old adage is that all that glitters is not gold. That one really was reinforced this week. And so I think it's important for us to give each other grace and realize that even though we think we have a view into someone's life, that we don't. And the importance of supporting each other, you know, on our journey. And I don't think you have to know what everyone is dealing with in order to be supportive and to offer grace. You can just, you know, let people know that you see them and that you're rooting for them, even if you don't know their full journey. And so, you know, I talked to you about being cautious and knowing what's in your space and your environment. And I think you can do that and still reach out, because often we do not know how much of a difference our voice makes. And people can have a hard day, you know. I know that earlier this week I was feeling, I wasn't feeling my best. And someone I didn't know sent me a message that my thoughts made a difference in their world. And that bit of reinforcement was really all I needed to feel better in that moment. And so, you know, even if you don't know what someone's going through, just being good in your heart. And if you get the thought about someone, pick up the phone, text them, or send a message via whatever other methods you have. You know, you have the iMessenger, you have Facebook Messenger. You have your, I mean, there's just so many different ways. And I don't know all of them. There was one that I tried last year with my niece called Marco Polo. Maybe it was a year before last I tried it. And that one was kind of interesting because it let you, like, record a message. And then when that person had time, they could go into the app and they could hear your message. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember, I think it might have video too, and I apologize. My habit is just to keep my eyes closed, just so that I can think clearer and not create more issues for myself with the pain. So I'm not sure, but I think it does have the ability for you to leave a video, you know, and so, find those ways to reach out. If you have an older parent that you cannot get to right now because of what's going on, show them how to use the video programs. I think FaceTime is one. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw a headline that Google had one too. I just can't remember the name on it. So I'll try to get that name and put it out. Excuse me, and put it out there for you as well. But there are several resources, and I know that, you know, children are missing their grandparents, and a lot of us are not traveling, and so for those reasons, you know, we need to find ways to stay connected. And so, you know, in my case, I can't always see the video, and usually I just try to look up, peek, and see that the person I love is there so that I'm not talking to a blank screen, because I have been known to do that. But, yeah, just keep joy in your day, you know, because you are definitely worthy of joy, you know, and find ways to reach out and connect with others so that you can feel a sense of relaxation and inclusivity, you know, because I think that that's so much more important than many of us thought about before. So give yourself that grace. Give yourself the experience of being connected with others who think like you and some who don't think exactly like you but are looking to be positive in this world. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, do your best to start each day fresh. Be kind to yourself and realize that everyone has problems. And sometimes what's going on is not a full problem, but just a slight issue that requires our adjustment, and find ways to connect with those that you know and some you may not know. There is safety. You just have to make sure that you are being aware of your environment. And so we will talk again soon. And I will look forward to hearing your comments. Please feel free to leave them so that I know what you want to talk about. I love you. I lift you up in prayer. And I pray that you really enjoy your day, even if you have a little struggle along the way. So God bless. And joy to you. Goodbye.